This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
We're doing Priority Speaking right now. We were talking about technology earlier on. Inevitable.
Well, that's what she was saying, Jones. I don't know. I've watched a lot of horror movies to know that sometimes your house can lock you out and attack you from within. I don't know. And all those things I see in horror movies. But smart homes are the new buzzword, really, in property. And when you speak of modern finishes and all these fancy words, you actually include the incorporation of smart technology in homes and general property. You know, it looks good, it looks sleek and all of that. But what does this do for the property, for the value of the property more specifically? And are there any risks that you could be facing? We have Philip Schumann to answer all of that. He's the broker and owner of Remax. Morning, Philip. You good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me, as always.
So technology making the property world go round and all of that. Are you finding that more and more property owners adding more technology onto their properties and making their property smart homes? Is that happening frequently?
Yes, it's definitely happening from a developer's point of view and individuals. Sometimes the developer wants to lift saleability, whereas sometimes the individual is looking for convenience and bragging rights. Nice to be able to say that, you know, my home is smart and look at this and look at this.
Look at my cell phone.
Look at this. Yeah. So we're definitely finding it. Things like smart lighting can save energy costs. Your sensors that detect that you're not in this room, the light switches off. Integrated security system, CCTV, smart locks, doorbells. You just spoke about being locked out of the house.
Yeah.
If you don't have Wi-Fi, you can't enter.
Imagine.
Remote monitoring. I've even seen these remote control guns that fire like bullets, rubber bullets. Can be controlled from your cell phone. Voice control platforms.
Like when you have intruders or something.
Yeah. You
wow.
got a gun. You got a gun then, and you can play PlayStation kind of on your phone and
with rubber
shoot
bullets.
The perp.
Wow. Okay.
You know, voice control platforms like Alexa and Google, centralized hubs. Smart meters, especially these days, for your solar systems and your utility usage. And, you know, what I find is that most of the time people have devices from different ecosystems that don't necessarily are not necessarily compatible with each other. Okay. So you need to, when you do this, consult a professional because these systems need to integrate and form part of an ecosystem. And I would also another thing, you know, is and this is some personal experience. I sometimes even forget how my systems work, my own systems. So
your password to the camera.
Yeah, 100%. So have a manual ready and handy. You know, so definitely we are finding a lot more of this. But I would say that a well-installed system trumps a versus a vast array of different devices that have cool features.
I hear you. And also just, bringing everything together and making sure that instead of just having these isolated cases of just things that you've installed all around the house.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you're also asking now about advantages versus disadvantages.
For the value of the property.
So some of the advantages that we can look at is it definitely increases the attractiveness and marketability of your property.
Okay.
Fetching sometimes potentially a higher sale price due to perceived, convenience and modernity. Strong first impressions and photos when you market. If you market this properly, it can definitely attract the right buyer. Energy efficiency and saving costs, we've mentioned. Programmable climate control. People, you know, on the way home, you'll say, please switch on the thermostats and please lift the internal temperature to 30 degrees or whatever if you're on your way home. Solar battery integration paired with smart controls can be a good selling point, especially in areas with high load shedding. Security and peace of mind, the smart locks, it can add to the effectiveness or the perceived safety and security of the property. Mm-hmm. One thing to consider, though, is modern systems may reduce wear and tear. In making future upgrades with proper documentation, they can improve the sale confidence. What I mean by proper documentation is if you have warranties in place, You know, then there's a value to it. If it's just a system you bought off Temu, it's probably not gonna, you know, be reliable. It can also lift the appraisal value from evaluator, you know.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, if it comes with, you know, if it was professionally installed and comes with these warranties. Then disadvantages, upfront and ongoing costs. Your initial installation will cost money, and then you might have cloud services and backup security.
Yeah.
These things can add up.
Yeah.
You know, so you've also got to do a juice versus squeeze, okay, whether it's how much it's saving on your new utility bill versus how convenient this is and what it's saving you. Another thing that we spoke about, systems being fragmented, and you know, they don't necessarily speak to each other. We've spoken about Wi-Fi as well, it needs there. Some insurances may require you to disclose what systems and devices you have. And you, it will obviously also lose value if it wasn't professionally installed. Then one big thing that we never consider is that technology ages very quickly. A smart feature at home today might not be that in 5 years, and there might be a lot more new systems coming onto the market, and you might find that once you've done this, now you have to keep doing it. And one big thing is that I think it definitely does lift value in areas like Cape Town, Sandton, where this is kind of the new thing. But for the vast majority of people who are just wanting to enter the market, that can significantly increase the cost of a home. And these systems are not necessary. They are, you know, they're nice to have versus
luxury, nice to have.
Nice to have. But if you are just, if you would rather try to buy a higher property value in an area you can't necessarily afford, because your equity value will keep climbing, whereas devices like this will not necessarily long-term increase your value. Like we just said, technology ages very quickly.
Okay, all right.
So
I think there's a lot to consider, but I think in terms of the cost-wise, you put it quite nicely there, Philip. Thank you so much for giving us insights on this issue of incorporating smart home technology on your property. We leave it here for today with the broker and owner of Remax, Philip Skuman.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.